morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is July 22nd. It is a Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by the book 100 Love Spells. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "Deep summer is when laziness finds respectability," by Sam Keane. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking Leo tea. Leo tea is oolong tea mixed with rooibos and orange peels, which boosts Leo's self-confidence and sunny disposition. Leos are at the center of every tea party, entertaining the crowd with their creative charms. Chamomile and vanilla smooth this zesty blend, while the red safflower is an eye-popping touch of color that Leos can show off to their friends. So we're going to talk today about safflower. So I'm sure we've all heard of safflower before, right? You hear of safflower oil. A lot of people consider safflower oil like a good cooking oil, like a healthy alternative. But we're going to talk about safflower in tea. So this comes to us from thenaturalhealthmarket.co.uk. Safflower. So the safflower plant is renowned for a number of healing properties it contains. Organic safflower tea is used in traditional medicine as a remedy for a number of health conditions. In Asia, safflower tea is drank regularly by men and women of all ages as a preventative measure. Its healing benefits reduce cholesterol buildup in the arteries and thins the blood, reducing risk of strokes, while depositing antioxidants in the blood to boost the immune system. So the safflower plant is much like a thistle in its physical makeup. For thousands of years, safflower was mostly used for its beautifully vivid color. The bright reds and yellows of the plant were cultivated as a multi-purpose dye. Items dyed by the safflower plant were usually items of value and often used in religious ceremonies. So it was primarily known as a source of dye rather than for its health benefits as a tea or oil. The oil of the safflower plant has been widely used in studies. It has shown promise in the battle to slow tumor growth and for properties it contains that help prevent heart disease. Research has been conducted into safflower oil's ability to reduce hardening of the arteries. This hardening can lead to more serious heart conditions. Now, as a tea, the safflower plant has many of the above health benefits as well, as much as providing intestinal detoxification and de-stresses the body with its soothing aroma that relaxes from the inside out. Safflower tea is widely used by people suffering from menstrual problems. Use of safflower plant products does thin the blood, so those pregnant or with blood issues should not drink the tea. The safflower plant in any form, including organic safflower tea, helps lower cholesterol levels and helps control blood sugar. It is also effective at thinning the blood. In most people, this is a major benefit, but could pose problems for those who have thin blood or maybe who are on blood thinners or have blood that doesn't clot easily. So the tea can control the body's blood sugar levels benefits. Which benefits those who are pre-diabetic or who have other blood sugar health issues. Safflower tea is prescribed for those uses in traditional Chinese medicine, and there is no conclusive evidence that has been conducted by Western laboratories, which we see pretty often, So we always want to look at science, and we always want to look at the studies that have been conducted, and we want to look at them and consider the variables, the controls, etc. But it's also important to remember that when it comes to natural health, a lot of studies are typically done by companies who want to make money, right? And you just have to consider, you just have to be thoughtful in who is conducting the study, who is paying for the study, and who are paying for a lot of these studies. So, yeah. All right, so moving into some headlines, this comes to us from 929men.com. Investigators lived in a Rhode Island conjuring home for 2 weeks and filmed everything. Ooh, I hope this is a documentary. I love them. Harrisville, Rhode Island became one of the scariest places in America thanks to the release of the 2013 film The Conjuring, as it brought the story of a tortured family living in a haunted home to life again. It gave birth to a horror franchise dealing with the cases of famed paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren, but the actual Rhode Island farmhouse never figured into the subsequent films. Now, the story of this house from hell continues with a new set of investigators and new sinister moments that will leave you with nightmares. So, the sleepless unrest, the real Conjuring home, will give viewers the real story that inspired the Conjuring film. Decider explains how the movie is a creepy documentary that follows a group of fearless filmmakers who risk everything to explore the house who gave us the Conjuring franchise. The documentary crew spends 2 weeks in the house and documents absolutely everything. So the epicenter of this thriller is the farmhouse that hides amongst the trees in Harrisville, Rhode Island. In the 1970s, the Perrin family moved in, and the five daughters began noticing strange occurrences soon after. For the next 10 years, the Perrin family endured intense hauntings, from seeing apparitions that smelled of rotting flesh to beds rising off of the floor and items being moved around. Carolyn Perrin, the mother, did some research on the home and discovered that the home belonged to the same family for eight generations, with many of them dying under mysterious and horrible circumstances. It appears many of those family members never moved out. So, yeah, if you are a fan of the Conjuring franchise or just a fan of spooky things, check it out. It is called The Sleepless Unrest, The Real Conjuring Home. So, if you like documentaries, if you like spooky things, or you like the Conjuring franchise, it could be a really, really fun thing to check out. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, July 22nd. The waxing gibbous moon begins to summit Mount Capricorn today. Here, the moon forms a grand earth trine to Venus and Uranus. Although earth trines are known for their stability, Uranus's presence in this one belies that fact. While Uranus is forced to make slower, more gradual changes in the fixed Earth sign of Taurus, it is still an agent for change there. The good news is that with Venus adding her specific joie de vivre to the mix, these changes are less unsettling and more pleasant in nature. It can be unnerving to feel the ground move beneath your feet. But trust, with these energies surrounding us, the ground is shifting to bring you closer to your joy. Your daily moon mantra is: a person often meets his destiny on the road he took to avoid it. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
There are a lot of misconceptions about love magic. Many people think love and their mind gutters to romance and sex. Love is more than that. It is love for family, friends, lovers, self, and pets. It is about courage, healing, and confidence. From rituals, charms, recipes, affirmations, and tips, we offer over 100 ways you can bring love into your life. The power of love is alive. Diverse in practice and style, 100 Love Spells is a compendium of love magic brought to you from the various witches and authors of Witch Way magazine. Packed with practical magic for the novice and expert alike, this book offers a bit of magic for all the world's love witches. With these easy-to-master spellcasting tips and tricks, you will learn how to attract love and spells for confidence, glamour, and passion. See your destiny with the power of divination. Conjure love potions and edible magic for your heart's content. Awaken lust and celebrate your sensuality. Understand the ethics of love magic and free will. Whether you are looking for new love, strengthening an existing one, or healing yourself in the process, 100 Love Spells is for those looking to enhance their lives with the potent and powerful magic of love. All right, so we have a question of the day. This comes to us from listener Sierra. Sierra says, I recently called out for my spirit guides to come and start showing themselves to me. I have had some dreams and have had my psychic abilities heightened, but mostly I have had the numbers 333 and 999 show up so much. What does this mean? What do I do next to finish to continue on this journey? I have also been so sensitive and tired and irritable since these changes have happened. Any help is very appreciated. Oh my gosh. Okay. We have to like lay out a number of different things that we have going on here. So let's break this up into three topics: consecutive numbers, spiritual journeys, and like psychic exhaustion. Okay. So number one, you know it works, right? You asked spirit, whether it be spirit guides, higher self, family members, whatever, to come assist you to heighten your psychic abilities. That's what you asked for. One, they obviously did it. You said your psychic abilities are heightened, you're seeing consecutive numbers, and you're exhausted. So they did it. You asked them for something and they gave it to you. Congratulations. But we need to talk about a few things here. Consecutive numbers. A lot of people have made a lot of money in saying that consecutive numbers have special names that mean special things. In my personal opinion, I don't believe that they do. I think that when we see any type of consecutive thing, it is just the universe or spirit showing us that we're on the right path. We're doing the right thing. They're there, period. Because if you think about it, how difficult it must be to create these meaningful signs from the other side, it's got to be extremely difficult. So anything you can do to catch attention is what you're going to do. So that's my personal opinion. It just shows that you're on the right path. So next thing, what do I do to finish to continue on this journey? What do I do next to finish on this journey? So that's definitely not really the mindset you want. You don't finish the journey, right? Spirituality, religion has nothing to do with finishing anything. It's about continuing on, continuing learning, continuing. I mean, you asked for help gaining psychic ability, and they did it. Cool. So why? Why did you want to have your psychic abilities heightened? Just cause? Or why? Why? Did you want to communicate with the dead? Did you want to communicate with others? Did you want to help people? Why? Why did you want your psychic abilities heightened? I think very often we ask for these things and don't actually think about why we're asking for them. So what would come next is what you wanted after your psychic abilities were heightened. If you wanted to help people, go do it. You want to communicate with the dead? Go do it. I don't know what we're finishing, quote unquote. And finally, I've been so sensitive and tired and irritable since these changes have happened. Any help is appreciated. Okay, yes, perfect. So this is where you want to start psychic hygiene, I guess we could say. You want to do the things that you're supposed to do when you do psychic stuff, right? So you want to create boundaries. I have often found the easiest way to do this is just say, hey, don't bother me while I'm sleeping, right? That's, don't apparate in front of me while I'm awake during the day. Or, hey, I need to sleep at night, so let me sleep at night. Honestly, just saying the words often works. You can also put down protective boundaries. You can do crystals, charms, whatever your type of witchcraft is, whatever you're good at. Put down protective spells and charms and things to keep you safe while you are doing psychic work. And then finally, when you are done with psychic work, you often want to ground. You want to, because think about it, your mental mind is working. You need to you need to let it go. It's like, think of grounding as happy hour after work, right? So you're working, 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 you're busy, your mind's going, you're thinking, you're gone, right? And then happy hour is, oof, now we can relax. Now we can calm down and release. And that is what grounding is. So typically before psychic work, you want to do some type of boundary protection stuff. And then afterwards, you want to ground. Grounding can be as simple as sitting outside, butt on grass. It can be eating some chocolate or anything that has like maybe an earthy flavor. So when I say chocolate, I mean bitter, like dark chocolate. Or you can also just, I mean, assuming you have, they let you sleep, you just go to sleep. So that's typically how you want to do it with psychic work. It'll stop you from being so tired and irritable, because the reason you're sensitive, tired, and irritable is probably because you're not getting much sleep and you're feeling overworked. So make your boundaries clear, state them aloud, state them before you go to bed, do any protective charms, and then make sure to ground when you're done with your psychic work. So I hope this was helpful, Sierra. This was a mighty, mighty of a question. You really just threw in all the topics you could. So it was really fun to tackle. But let's see what tips we have from other people. Let's see. Okay, basically, Genevieve just said, what do the numbers mean to you? Yeah, I mean, sure. But I do feel like it's really just to get your attention. So, yeah, I hope that helps, Sierra. All right, so we have a witch fail. This comes to us from listener Melanie. Melanie says, oh, it's a witch win, witch win. I've been experimenting with kitchen magic, and I've been placing intentions into food based on colors. Fun, great way to do it, such as yellow for happiness, orange for abundance, red for love. My intention is that whoever eats the food feels a little boost. Recently, my husband has had days of compliments on his work, and he was given a raise. It was completely unexpected. I believe this color work has helped give him a happy little lift. It's so fun to find new ways to inject a little magic into your days. Thanks for sharing such an inspiring podcast. Oh, you guys are so nice, because I'm going to be really honest with you. Sometimes when I'm recording these and I stumble or I yawn or I have a habit of not mumbling, but a speech thing I've always struggled with is sometimes I have trouble overcoming certain, not words, but sounds. I literally had a boss ask me once if English was my first language, because I just sometimes struggle making my mouth fit around words. So, you know, I make mistakes, I stumble, I do all of that. And so when someone says that they enjoy the podcast and it's helped them, it really, really means a lot to me, because I often feel like I should be doing more for you guys or making it better or cleaner or more edited. Or so that's really meaningful. And cooking magic is very close to my heart. So to hear that, Melanie, brightens up my day. Thank you so much. All right, so that's all we've got for you today. It's a shorter episode. I did have a little magic planned, but I think it's a little too long for what we have left in the episode. I do want to give some shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to listener Candace Cabell. Candace, you are Cadian's sophisticated Loch Ness monster. I also want to give a shout-out to listener Andrea Eastridge. Andrea, you tenacious, magical seer. And then finally, Judith Weeks. Judith, you wise, thoughtful fae queen. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. And before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is the Triquatra from the Witch Daily Oracle. Don't forget, you can download the Witch Daily Oracle for free on our website. We do have some printed decks left if you want to check those out. So we are talking the Triquatra. This is actually one of my most favorite cards out of the entire deck. It is all about harmony, fulfillment, and contentment. Timing, there's no rush. Yes or no, it is a yes. The Triquatra is all about harmony and contentment. You are satisfied, content, and fulfilled. While things are never perfect, you can find comfort that you're in a good place. You have the ability to manifest what you desire because you realize all of the amazing things that you already have. Love reading, things are good. If something is added to your love life, that'll be a bonus. Career reading, if you want to make a move, feel free, but you're doing well. There isn't any rush. Health reading, everything is under control. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we've referenced is available in our podcast description. We are tonight recording tomorrow's podcast live for our Patreon supporters. So if you're on Patreon, I will post that link a few minutes before 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So tomorrow will be a live podcast. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.